Okay, today Hashem, we're beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, Parak HaNizakin. So the Mishnah tells us about different types of land that you would pay different chiyuvim with. I mean, sometimes you pay from the Iddis, sometimes you pay from the Ziburis, sometimes you pay from the Beninis. So HaNizakin Shamalem Be'Iddis. If you ever damage somebody, you have to pay for those damages, and you have all different levels of quality of land, you pay from the Iddis, from the best quality land, for any damages that are done. That's Beferish in the Torah. The Torah says, Metav Sadehu. They pay from Metav Sadehu, the best of his fields. So it's a whole discussion. What does that mean? Metav Sadehu shall nizik, or Metav Sadehu shall mazik, but it's certainly Metav Sadehu. So the Bartunura points out that that's a din midoraisa based on the pasuk. So the Bartunura points out, Haytana saver de Metav Sadehu de nizika amakram neitikon olam amcham sheishalim hamazik midas shvinuchasav. Yeah, but the din midoraisa is that you would pay from the highest quality fields that the guy who got damaged happens to own, even though the guy who did the damage owns higher quality fields. But then the Chum made a takana, because that's what we're doing up here, we're discussing takanos chachamim, the Chum made a takana that you pay from the Metav Sadeh of the Mazik. So that's the reason it's mentioned over here in this part of the Masechta. Well, Balchov Bebeinus, if a person is a Balchov, he borrows money, so you pay, and he doesn't have cash to pay back, so he pays back with a Beinus, with a medium type of with a medium type of land, and to pay back a woman's ksuba that a man gets divorced and owes his wife a ksuba, so then he only pays back from the lowest quality of the land, because when it comes to a balchov, the chamor choshesh that a person might not lend his money if he knows he's only going to get back ziburis. But by a ksuba, you know, even though we want to encourage women to want to get married, just getting paid at all will be enough encouragement to want to get married. They're not going to insist that they get the best kind of land. Rameir says, no, ksubasisha also should be paid from the beninus and not from the ziburis. Moving on now to Parakei Mishnah Beis. People who are owed money by somebody cannot go and collect from properties that have been sold to other people, so long as the guy that owes you the money still has his own properties. You have to first exhaust any possibility of collecting from his own properties. Even if the only property he still owns is a Ziburis property, you got to get paid with that rather than go to Iddis or Beninus that he had sold to somebody else. And if you're owed money by someone's father and then the father dies and you want to collect from the Yisomim, also you can only collect from the Ziburis, even if it's a Balchov who normally gets from Beninus, or it's a Nizik who normally collects from the from the Iddis. Even though you're entitled to Iddis, if the guy were still alive, they made a takana for the Yisomim, that the Yisomim don't know how to make tainas and how to take care of things, so the Chum made things as easy as possible for the Yisomim, so they're only going to have to pay you from the Ziburis. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that Nizakin get paid from Iddis, Balichov from Beninus, and Ksubasisha from Ziburis, except Rameir disagrees about Ksubasisha, he thinks that also is from Beninus. And in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you're collecting from somebody who still has property, you're not allowed to go to properties that he's already sold. You can only collect from the properties that are Bnei Chorin that he still has. And also, and that's true even if the only property he still has is Ziburis. And also, whenever you're collecting from Yisomim, you're only allowed to collect from Ziburis. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Gimel.